Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm your host, Tom Lacovara Stewart, Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Gary Gileno, Grindall 61, who just came back from that Red Pill Expo, the G. Edward Griffin's Red Pill Expo, where Jeanette Finnecom was, and really great content that came out of there. But what I want to share with you guys tonight, two of some of my really favorite independent journalists and activists, which is Gary Gileno and Joe Imbriano of the Fullerton Informer. Now, everybody knows that's been listening to my show, Gary Gileno, he's got a channel on YouTube, Grindall 61. And these guys go after what is California's shadow government, SCAG, and fighting hard against Agenda 21. There's so many things that I'm really looking forward to speaking to Joe about, and Gary, the California wildfires, the potential of geoengineering, and the aluminum oxide and strontium, barium that have been. This is not a conspiracy theory anymore. We know that this has been going on. Well, all of a sudden they're having some crazy wildfires, and it's doing things that many firefighters have never seen. However, I've been researching through some chemical analysis reports, and the combination of the aluminum oxide and iron oxide is the components of thermite, would make sense if it went into the ground and into the trees, why we're starting to see some trees looking like they're burning from the inside out. Very strange things going on in California, ladies and gentlemen, and Agenda 21 has been behind a lot of it, so I keep an open mind. I'm not convinced of anything yet, but we're going to be talking about some of that stuff, including 5G technology and SCAG, which is basically a shadow government inside itself. They're trying to take people out of their cars. It's really the communist movement out there. But Gary Gileno, he's been fighting back hard. So is Joe Imbriano, and they did a presentation that basically is going to give you all of the information, the background information of what Gary and I are going to be talking about tomorrow night. So that's why I want to share it with you tonight. So here is Gary Gileno and Joe Imbriano of Grindall 61 and the Fullerton Informer.
All right, guys. You know, we got some big problems, and we got some heavy hitters that are coming out. And when I say heavy hitters, I mean that in a figurative and literal sense. If you've seen these people in person, they're heavy hitters, all right. You better not get in front of them in a buffet line, and I mean that. I'll be honest with you, folks. We're dealing with very evil people, and it takes people with some real courage to get out there and try to get to the bottom of who these people are and what they're up to, what their plans for us are. And before I introduce our guest tonight, you know, I've got this book. I'm not going to put the Bible up here right now, but this is an interesting one. And this book talks about our heritage and the people that have turned us into what we are before they turned us into what the nightmare has become. And these were all God-fearing people. And I like to just open this up. And, you know, there's people in here that you've never heard of. I'll take, for example, Elma Willard, an American educator and historian, was a leader in the movement to provide higher education among women. And she was born in Berlin, Connecticut, and began teaching at the age of 16, married to John Willard in 1809. A little help, she established a boarding school, later a girls' seminary. Did you hear that? A girls' seminary, teaching girls how to preach the gospel. And this is what she wrote. She was an American historian back in the mid-18th century, folks. The government of the United States is acknowledged by the wise and good of other nations to be the most free, impartial, and righteous government of the world. But all agree that for such a government to be sustained for many years, the principles of truth, righteousness taught in the Holy Scriptures must be practiced. And the rulers must govern in the fear of God, and the people obey the laws. That was in 1843, folks, written by a woman who was an educator. Now, you know what kind of women we have right now in this country that are on your television screen? They can't wait to take their clothes off and flash the Illuminati signs at you and promote a bunch of toxic crap and give you bad diet advice and tell you how wonderful it is to take your clothes off for some psychopath and hand over what God has given you to save for your husband to the dumpster. Ladies and gentlemen, for such a government to be the envy of the world, it must be sustained by the principles of truth and righteousness taught in the Holy Scriptures. And the rulers must govern in the fear of God, and the people obey the laws. Our rulers today, folks, they govern in the worship of Lucifer, and the people revel in hedonism, debauchery, lies, deceit, and just flat-out total immorality and lawlessness. Let me tell you something, folks. We're not putting up with it. I want to introduce you tonight to Mr. Gary Galeno. He runs the YouTube channel Grindall61, and it is an eye-opener, folks. Let me tell you, he gets out there where the rubber meets the road, boots on the ground with the cameras rolling, confronting the people that are running this country into the ground. And today was no exception. Past few days, he's been very busy covering these people who have plans to turn this nation into the Hunger Games in real life. And so without any further ado, and before I go into that, we'll just go into a quick prayer. And remember, folks, this is the roadmap to life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and eternal life. And it's a love story about Jesus Christ and how he died for us. Let's just go into prayer real quick, because in this conversation tonight, we got to have the right people in the room once again. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you as sinners, and we thank you for the shed blood of your sinless Son on that cross 2,000 years ago, who cleanses us from all unrighteousness, and your Holy Spirit that was sent to pick up where he left off, to guide us and to give us courage and wisdom to lead the path for freedom and truth and righteousness to prevail, so that humanity has a future and a glimpse of the foreshadowing of the eternity that you have promised for us. May you have your hand of protection over our families, and may you bless our endeavors, give us wisdom, strength, and courage to prevail, and may the wind be at our back, and may the road rise with us in the days ahead. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Gary Galeno, Grindall 61, go ahead and tell us about what's happening, my friend.
All right, so there has been a lot going on. I could probably do a long time on each of the few events that have happened the last week, but I'm going to talk about the last three videos that I've posted on the channel, Grindall 61. Also, I'm going to post this tomorrow on my channel, so if you're watching this from my channel, make sure you subscribe to the Fullerton Informer. But anyway, so what I have here in front of me, this is the SCAG Regional Transportation Plan, and to me, this is priceless. There's only a handful of these out there. They only published a handful of them, and most of them are probably sitting in a box somewhere at SCAG, because when we fought the passage of this plan, there was nobody there fighting it. And basically, you got one of these if you were there at the meetings and you picked one up. So
now, Gary, for those in the audience that don't know who SCAG is, can you please tell the audience what SCAG is?
SCAG is the Southern California Association of Governments. They are what is called a joint powers authority. And there's a lot of legalese that goes into explaining what that is. But the way I explain it just briefly is it is the joining of many, or it is the consolidation of power into the hands of the few. And so it is a bureaucracy. I refer to it as a parallel shadow government. In where I live in L.A. County, we have the L.A. County Board of Supervisors. That's your county representation. But what most people don't realize is that there are other county bodies that run parallel to the Board of Supervisors who are unelected. SCAG is one such body. And SCAG is what is referred to as a Metropolitan Planning Organization, or MPO, and they are the largest MPO in the entire country. And basically what they do is they write plans, like this one, for example. So SCAG is not passing any laws. They're not legislating. They're a planning agency, and they are making recommendations to Congress and the legislature. Now, there is a federal law that all metropolitan planning organizations, and they're all over the country, they're not just in California, every 4 years by law from Congress, they have to pass a regional transportation plan. Now, in California, when you pass any plan, it must include sustainable community strategy, which is fighting global warming, which is the implementation of Agenda 21. Now, the way SCAG is made up is, as I said, it is a government agency, and anyone familiar with city council, you would know that the city manager and the staff is who runs your city, and your city council, who is elected, essentially it's their job to rubber stamp whatever the city staff has put in front of them. If you have a good city council, they will reject at times staff recommendations, and they'll, you know, put in their own ideas into various issues. Well, SCAG is like a bad city where they don't really care what's put in front of them. They just pass it no matter what. So at SCAG, they have there's a government, a state-appointed staff. It's government jobs. And every so often, once a month, they have their big monthly meeting. And so this is it's called the Regional Council.
Let me hold this up for you while you're talking.
So it's called the Regional Council, and the Regional Council is who makes all the decisions for SCAG, which really is not the truth. The staff is making all the decisions, and the Regional Council, they vote on the policy that is put in front of them by the staff. Now, open that up and just show everybody all of them. So the Regional Council for SCAG, it's a 79-member body, and each member represents at least one city. You can't see it up close, but if you look at it, you'll see that some of them have district under their name, and if they have district, that means they're representing more than one city. So my city is not in this because another city is representing our city. So this body of 79 people, they vote on the policies at SCAG. Now, when you go to SCAG, they're going to tell you that these people are elected, and they are elected. These are all mayors, county supervisors, city councilmen, the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti's in this. He's also on this board. And they are elected, but they are not elected to SCAG. Now, if you've watched Rosa Corey, one thing that she taught me was she said that Agenda 21 is the crossing of jurisdictional boundaries, and that is exactly what these people are doing. You have people who are traveling hours away from home. This SCAG body encompasses six counties in Southern California: San Bernardino, Los Angeles, Rivers.
People that make the decisions for your quality of life for 20 million people, and a lot of these people, you have no control over kicking out of office. Because this is exactly what he said, folks.
So one of the counties I mentioned was Imperial County. And Imperial County is next to San Diego County and borders Mexico. And so the Regional Council, they hold their meeting once a month on a Wednesday at 9 o'clock in the morning in downtown Los Angeles. So if you live in Imperial County, you have to drive 4 or 5 hours if you want to attend this meeting, where you're being told you're being represented. These people are not elected. They are not elected to SCAG. They are only elected to sit on their local city body. So that's what SCAG is. And I could probably explain a lot more in detail. So show them the plan real quick, the book that you're holding. So as I said earlier at the beginning of this, this is the regional transportation plan.
And look at how thick it is.
Well, that's only part of it because the environmental impact report is 2,000 pages, and they did not.
Do you have a copy of that?
No, we were not. They only have it on a disc that you can look at on a computer.
Will they allow you to get a copy of the disc?
I have the disc. Okay. Yeah, I have the disc.
Maybe we ought to put that up on the FullertonInformer.com.
Yeah, I could give it to you if you want it. Yeah.
Let's get it.
And the EIR is where all the nasty stuff is. There's a lot of nasty stuff in here as well, but anyway, so this is what I like to, because this is the act was when they voted. They voted on two things. They voted on this plan. This is the Regional Transportation Plan, SCS. sustainable community strategy. It's what it says on the front. And then they also voted on the Regional Transportation Plan Environmental Impact Report, which is RTPEIR. Now, the RTPEIR is the one that's 2,000 pages, but we just go off of the SCS because it's the main document.
Ladies and gentlemen, while Gary's talking, can you please get your friends to tune into this? You're not going to hear about this anywhere. He's an expert on this. He's an expert on what goes on behind closed doors on Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. when all these people in these pictures have been wined and dined and fattened up at an expensive hotel the night before so they didn't have to brave the commute and the traffic to get there on time, just so that none of us can get there and see what they're up to. Please get everybody to tune into this right now.
So anyway, so I went back in 2016, and I said earlier that every 4 years Congress has mandated that these agencies pass this plan. So it's midway through 2018. They're about to start working on the 2020 plan. But we're going to talk about this plan because the 2020 plan doesn't exist yet. So the 2016 plan, in this document, it calls for $544 billion of new taxes for California. And when they were promoting this, they would actually say, because they were bragging about it, because they knew nobody was watching, so they would brag about it, they would actually say $500 billion. So this document calls, here, let me show it to you real quick. I'll show you where it's at.
This $500 billion to remake the landscape of Southern California into the Hunger Games model, folks, where you're going to be out of your cars and onto a rolling coffin surrounded by a bunch of whack jobs with syringes and knives because they emptied all the jails into the streets and all the mental hospitals into the streets to float the pensions for the people that are enforcing these radical environmentalist social justice warrior scams on us.
So this is for you. So this is all the spending they're going to do. And so the total's right here, this 556.5, and it's in billions. So the plan is $556 billion. And then this is how they're going to raise the money. So here it says gas tax, vehicle mileage tax, toll lanes. There's also sales taxes and all that.
Okay, stop right there, Gary. Go ahead and read those three things you just said again.
Well, let me explain, because I'm going to get into that.
All right, good. Just make sure.
I'm going to get into that. Well, anyway, so in 2016, we went to the meeting where they voted on this document, and the document calls for $500 billion of new taxes. About a year later, after this document was passed, what is referred to as the SCAG delegation. It's about, you know, it was about five or six of these guys. They took a junket up to Sacramento on our dime. They flew up there to meet with the Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon, who is now running against Dianne Feinstein for U.S. Senator. And they went up there to promote the taxes that are in this document. And within 2 weeks of them being up there, the legislature passed the SB1 gas tax, which is now up for recall in November, Proposition 6. The top one on this chart is the gas tax. The gas tax, the SB1, is 12 cents. Here it calls for 10 cents. So they actually got 2 cents more than what was asked of this document. But I think we know where the extra 2 cents went. So they also call for toll lanes, increased sales taxes, as well as a mileage-based user fee, or what is known as vehicle mileage tax, where they put a GPS box in your car and tax and track you by the mile. That is something we've been fighting for the last couple of years and is very slowly going through the process of potentially being implemented. And that's a whole other topic that I don't want to really get into, because there's a lot of stipulations about that that involve the Proposition 6 vote in November. But anyway, so that's what SCAG is. That's what they're doing. SCAG is a planning agency. They made this plan, $500 billion, to raise all these taxes. So if you live in California in the last year, you might remember for a little while it seemed like every day taxes were being raised, and it's because of this document.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Gary Gileno and Joe Imbriano, Resurrect the Republic.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, a flood down in Texas.
Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. And right now what you're listening to is a presentation by Grindel 61, Gary Gileno, and Joe Imbriano of the Fullerton Informer, thefullertoninformer.com.
So we come to find out that this was passed in April of 2016. In April of 2017, the legislature passed SB 1, the gas tax. On April the 10th, 3 days later, Skag terminated the lease to their building. 3 days after the SB 1 gas tax was signed by Governor Jerry Brown, and when they terminated their lease, they had to pay $1.5 million in cash to the previous landlord. So they were ready to get out, and they were willing to spend $1 million.
What kind of building did they have before?
It's like a skyscraper in downtown LA.
Was it big enough for the staff?
Oh yeah, it was more than adequate. And I mean, the building was fine.
They spent $1.5 million on early termination fee to get out of their lease.
Correct.
To break their lease. They paid $1.5 million.
3 days after the gas tax passed.
I couldn't wait.
The gas tax that they concocted in this document. And then some time went by. I don't know how many months.
Gary, who made the decision to break the lease?
Well, okay. So the way that stuff typically works, it's kind of like how I explained earlier. So the staff puts together a packet. And then the regional council votes on the packet.
So all these people.
So the staff would have been the one to do all the negotiations. And then these people are the ones who would have rubber stamped it. And more than likely, they had no idea what they were doing because they don't read this stuff. You know, when I said earlier that the RTP EIR, the 2,000-page document, these guys didn't read a 2,000 document about what they were going to do. And one thing I wanted to mention, too, that you kind of mentioned, for those of you who have read about the mega regions plan, where they have that white and blue map online that was commissioned by the Obama administration, by the Department of Transportation, where you see the 11 mega regions. It's like Southern California, it's Piedmont Atlantic, it's Cascadia, the Texas Triangle, the Northeast, all those different areas. This $500 billion plan is to create the Southern California mega region. That's what it's for. So they get out of their lease, a few months go by, they sign a new lease, and the new lease is in this brand new building that just got built in the last year. So myself and a partner of mine, Tressie Capps, we decided to take a field trip down to Skag's new offices to see why they needed to have a new building. Now, before we did all that, we did a FOIA request. And we found out, we got the contract for the new building. For the new building, for the first year, they are paying $98,000 per month in rent to rent out.
$100,000 a month?
$100,000 a month. And I don't know if you caught this, but my dad watched the video today and he called me. He said that on the lease that I showed in the video, there was parentheses NNN. And he said that's called triple net. And he said what that is that means that Skag is
they can open ended.
Well, no, what it means is if there's any additional things, like let's say once a week a cleaning crew comes in,
they open end the terms.
Right, that means that they have to pay even more than that. And then he also said that like if the roof blew off the building, the tenants are responsible for the repair, not the landlord. So at a minimum, they're paying $98,000 per month in rent for the first year of this new lease.
That, ladies and gentlemen, $100,000 a month for an office?
For an office, yeah.
When you could have had office space in Fullerton for probably 9 cents a square foot in the Fullerton Towers, right in the middle of the heart of Southern California that everyone could get to, because we got these skyscraper office buildings in Fullerton, and they couldn't rent those gall darn things if their lives depended on it. And yet these guys want to go in their ivory towers and rape and pillage the taxpayers. And these are the people who did it. I want you to look at these people on the top line here, folks. Do they look like they care about $100,000 a month for rent? I'll be honest with you. You should, because most people literally within a stone's throw of that building are living in abject squalor.
This, what, right here? I'm going to flip it over. No, flip the front page.
This one?
Well, I want you to look at this. She's on the Santa Ana City Council, so she's local to you, Michelle Martinez. I just wanted to point that out to you.
Yeah, she's an attractive young lady with a nice photograph of her with nice white teeth and flowing hair. And let me ask you a question. Do you think she rides the Greyhound into downtown L.A. with all the tweakers, the crackheads, and the psychopaths? I don't think so. I think she probably takes a nice limousine or maybe even gets a helicopter ride in, perhaps. I can tell you right now that they're set up in a posh hotel the night before the meeting, wined and dined and fattened up real good. You met some of these guys in person, you'll know what I'm talking about. And it ain't right, folks, because we're working and we're supposed to get there at 9 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. You can't even get to L.A. at 10 o'clock at night, much less at 9 o'clock in the morning. So
we'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Mother of the moon, which filled my sails, close the sea of years. With no provisions, but no faces, love the straits of fear.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Tom Lacovara Stewart. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And folks, what you're listening to right now and why it is so important that you be listening to this right now is this is not just happening in California. This is incremental, bureaucratic communism being implemented, and it's not being stopped. The only thing that's standing in the gap are individuals like Gary Gilano and Joe Imbriano and folks like them. Well, they need your support. I ask anyone to go to the FullertonInformer.com or Gary's channel, just Grindall61 on YouTube. There are links there how you can help them and support them in their coverage. They are independent journalists as well as activists. And I tell you, what you're hearing tonight is literally the California swamp. And it must be countered. It is creeping incremental communism. So what you're listening to, once again, Gary Gileno, Grindall 61, Joe Imbriano of the Fullerton Informer on Resurrect the Republic.
And go on, Gary.
Yeah, well, anyway, so they pass the gas tax, and they immediately get into a contract for a $100,000 a month building in some tower in brand new tower in Los Angeles.
And they're not even on the top floor.
No, they're like
halfway up.
Not even, they're like a fourth of the way up.
Oh, I see.
And anyway, I think it was like $26 a square foot or something is what they're paying. Now the terms, the square footage goes up every year. So,
and real quick, this is Margaret Finlay, City of Duarte. Honorable, well, I'm not even going to call these people honorable because in my opinion they're despicable. Alan D. Wapner. And he doesn't have a city listed on here.
He represents Sandbag.
Because he represents another monster, paper tiger, Trojan horse on steroids. But what city is he serving?
Ontario.
Alan Wapner's on the Ontario City Council. Then we've got Bill John, J-A-H-N. He's from Big Bear Lake. And then we got Michelle Martinez from the city of Santana. Okay, so we've got people here. This is the president and the first vice president, and I think now Mr. Walker is the president.
Yeah,
so he moved this lady out. And so what we've got here, these are the people that are sitting on a $500 million budget to turn California half a trillion dollar budget. $500 billion. I mean, the numbers are staggering. To turn this, to remake Southern California into the Hunger Games, to get you out of your cars and onto their conveyor belts where you got to breathe the same air and get injected with whatever's sticking out of the syringe in the guy's pocket next to you as you're crammed into these things. This is crazy, folks. And these people are doing this with nobody paying attention, and now they just moved into a $100,000 a month posh pit halfway up a skyscraper downtown L.A. where no one knows where they're at, and no one goes and visits them, and no one calls them out on anything. And when you start reading this thing, it's going to freak you out if you have any idea what the ultimate plans are. And Garrett, go on. You're the expert.
Okay, yeah, so as I was saying, so the monthly rent is not stay the same. It goes up annually. So the lease is for 15 years, and by year 15, they are paying $168,000 per month in rent, $2 million annually. So when I said earlier that the document calls for a 10-cent raise in the gas tax, but the legislature got a 12-cent, and I said, we know where that extra 2 cents is going. It's going to pay $2 million a year for Skag to live in this posh building in downtown Los Angeles. So anyway, so we decided to take a drive down to see this new building with the contract in hand because we want to see what they're paying. You know, I've never been in a $100,000 a month rent anything. I want to see what that looks like, you know. So we're driving down Fifth Street, and it's a literal third world country, and we actually witness socialism on display where there's these beautiful towers just a mile ahead, and then all along the street are tents, trash everywhere, just garbage stacked up everywhere, people walking in the street. And
like Venezuela.
Yeah, and I made the comment in the video that it looked like the apocalypse. Now, what I'm referring to, and it's in the title of this video, are the last three videos that I have posted on my YouTube channel, Grindall 61. So this is the first of the three. So we're driving down the road, and I'm filming in the car just this nightmare that we're driving through. And it's very fitting that this is what it looks like on the way to Skag when you consider what these people are planning for us. They want us to live in an environment where you're disarmed, where you're not in a car, because if you're in a car, you can lock the doors. They want you in an environment where you're on foot at all times or on a bike or on a government bus, where you're in the elements, where you're surrounded by people who are foreign to this nation, and where it's just a big free-for-all in a sanctuary state. You know, and basically, it's literal survival of the fittest out there in that kind of environment. So we're driving down the road to go to Skag, and like I said, it's just a total nightmare, third-world cesspool. So we get to Skag. And we walked in, It looked like a subway terminal in that there were a little, like, what is it called? The not aisles, but like the little areas where you walk in to put your ticket in the machine, and then it opens a little door and it lets you through.
It's like a kiosk.
Yeah, it's like a little kiosk. Turnstile thing. Yeah, exactly. And so if you're working the building, you have a card, and you know you wave your card, you go in. Now it's a secured building basically, and it has to be like this because a mile down the road there's 2,000 people living in the street who are living in dire squalor. So to get in as a visitor, you have to check in with the security desk. So you walk up to the security desk. Now keep in mind that we did not just pick this day randomly to go to Skag. We picked this day because Skag was holding a public hearing, and they are subject to the open meeting laws of California, which means it's open to the public. You're allowed to attend. You're allowed to film it, broadcast it, put it on YouTube, and you're allowed to ask questions.
And they don't film these meetings, do they?
They are not good about it. They do film some of them, but even when they do, they don't even put them online for 6 months sometimes.
And were you the only speaker there from the public?
Yes, I was.
Okay, I need to stop right here. Okay, and I don't like to interrupt you, but I'm interrupting you on this. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy is the only person out of 20 million people that showed up to
a public hearing.
Are we that far gone? No, we're not that far gone. You know what the problem is? Is people are not talking about this. And that's why he's here, because I want everybody out there to subscribe to the Grindall 61 YouTube channel. I want everybody on my channel to go jump over there and get a quick education on how they're going to turn this into the Hunger Games. And this man right here is the expert. Keep going.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to say it at this point, but it's okay. So, yeah, I was the only person that spoke in the LA office at Skag. Now, when they do these meetings, they do a teleconference with other cities throughout the six counties. And they have Palmdale, Orange County Transportation Authority. They had San Bernardino. They had Coachella Valley. They had Ventura. They had Imperial County. So all across Southern California are these other satellite offices where a SCAG rep sits, and they facilitate this meeting, and they allow you to make public comment. There was not a single person that showed up to the satellite offices to make public comment.
Okay, so once again, one out of 20 million. Yeah. What is wrong with this picture? These guys have plans to wall us in to a scientific kill grid and get us out of our cars, and they're going to do that by taxing you to death and by putting all kinds of restriction on fuel and mileage, everything. And they got plans for you, folks. And if you don't wake up, you're going to end up going down with the ship, or you better get out of Dodge. And we're here to tell you that we're trying to save the ship, and we need your help. Go on, Gary.
Yeah, so as I was saying, so this particular public hearing, it is subject to the open meeting laws of California. And I say that very deliberately because of what happened next. So we had to check in with the security desk, and they asked us for our IDs. Now, I'm guessing someday they're only going to take real ID and won't even take your regular driver's license. So now, a lot of the time, I will fight when they try to make you show ID, but I wanted to go up there and see this office. So I was willing to do whatever I had to do to go up there without getting the police called on me or anything like that. I did not want to be denied entry into this meeting, which might have been a positive because then I could, you know, sue or whatever. But that's not what I was there for. I was not there to be litigious. I was there to see this office building. So they asked for our ID, and then the lady that was working the desk, she scans it into her computer. Now, I want to make a point about that. My privacy was violated when they did that. I don't know where that information is going. I don't know who is keeping that information. I don't know where it's being stored. I don't even know what they do with that information, if they check for a criminal record or anything of that sort. Or for all I know, it might have went straight to the Department of Homeland Security or the FBI or who knows where it went.
Well, they don't ask for ID when you go to a city council meeting.
They don't ask for ID when you friggin' vote. So, you know, and of course they don't ask at city council because they're not allowed to. So, but, you know, this is Skag is in a building that's 70 floors with all kinds of businesses. So this is not a quote-unquote government building. This is a, you know, a business building, essentially. So first, they scan our IDs. And then after they scan our IDs, the security person then asks what our business was in the building, which is another violation, because when I walk into City Hall to go see my mayor, I don't have to tell them what my business is. I'll tell them in the public comment what my business is, not beforehand, to so they can vet me and figure out if I'm even allowed to speak in the first place. So they asked us what our business was, and we had all kinds of paperwork from SCAG about this particular public hearing. So once again, I'm not trying to fight it. I just want to get allowed to be up there. So we presented them our paperwork, and then, and I don't know what shocked me the most, scanning the driver's license or this next thing. The lady then picks up her phone. She calls up SCAG, and she says, I have Gary Galino and Tressie Capps here, and they say they're here for this public hearing. Are they allowed to go upstairs? And to which SCAD say, yeah, let them up. But the point being is we had to be given permission to go see a government agency. I mean, that's how egregious these people are, that no one's keeping track of them, that they think they can move into 100, that they could raise our taxes through a planning process and then get $100,000 a month office space and then deny the public access unless you get permission. So we went through all of that, and they finally said, yeah, you can go up. So we go up to the 17th floor. So we do the meeting. So we were there about 30 minutes early, and we asked for a tour of the office, which we were given. And the entire time I was in there, I was rolling my camera. I was filming. And at no point was I ever told not to film. I was never once asked why I was filming. They treated it as if it was pretty normal that I was filming. So I walked around for a good 10-12 minutes with this person giving us a tour. And they were just telling us, oh, this is this and this is that, this office here. Here's the, you know, oh, and I don't know if people got this in the video or not, but Hassan Akrata, who is the executive director of SCAG, he's the real head of all this, because he's not one of these politicians. He's actually the government leader of all this. His office, he has a view of the Hollywood sign from his office. So that's part of why they're paying $100,000 a month, because he gets to live his American dream sitting up on top of a tower with the view of the Hollywood sign from his office. So it was hard to see it in the video because...
And this guy is moving the camera.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. This guy was a former planner from the Soviet Union.
That's right. Yeah, he's a literal communist. And
so we got a communist running the biggest unelected bureaucracy, unconstitutional regional government, $500 billion scam, and it's run by a former, practically a KGB guy.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
So anyway, so we get this tour, and I filmed the entire thing. Now we're now talking about the second video of the tour itself. And then after the tour, we did the public hearing. And in the public hearing, as we talked about earlier, I was the only person who spoke. Not one person attended a satellite office.
That's unbelievable.
And so no one spoke from the satellite offices. So I did my public comment, and we got the hell out of there. So this was on Thursday of this last week, which was the 26th, I believe, of July 2018. And I believe it was that night, I had to go to my city council also. And then the next day, there was some other event that I attended that actually got canceled. And the reason why I'm saying all this is because there's been a lot going on the last few days that I was not able to get to the SCAG videos till Sunday. And that was kind of deliberate as well, because I had a big exclusive. And I didn't want to release a big exclusive on Friday night or Saturday morning. I waited till Sunday to release the homeless video, and then Monday morning is when I released the video of the tour of the building. Now, today is Monday still, 10 o'clock in the evening, Pacific time. When I got up this morning at 8:05 a.m., there was a email from YouTube that someone had lodged a privacy complaint against my video of the homeless people. And in the video of the homeless people, in the last 20 seconds of the video, I showed the inside of the offices of SCAG, and I did so as a teaser to let people know that there is more to come. Now, part of what I did, too, is, can you hold that up? The guy there in the middle, Alan Wapner, I guess he's, well, he's this guy right here. He is the current president of SCAG. He's not a government employee in that he works for SCAG, but it's like being the mayor. He chairs the regional council meetings, and the title is not called mayor, it's called president. So Alan Wapner is Mr. President.
But he doesn't look like this in real life. I mean, this is airbrushed and photoshopped.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, he's also
you got another.
Well,
picture
he's also in this one, and this is from 2013. It's the same photo. So this is a few years later. So they're just
I'm about to say he doesn't look like that in real person. And you know, it may have a lot to do with what they feed these people in these restaurants the night before these meetings.
Oh, yeah, no, they are wine and dine.
Soviet commissars, don't you love it, folks? Only in America with the K. We'll be back. Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio broadcast. California's in flames.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Enough is not, enough is not.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast. And folks, what you're listening to, if you just tuned in, is this is a presentation by Gary Gileno, Grindall 61 on YouTube. And if you haven't been to his channel yet, please check it out, as well as Joe Imbriano of the FullertonInformer.com. Both of these guys are hardcore, and I just can't believe my ears when I hear that this creeping incremental communism, I know that there are conservatives out there in California. I just cannot, it doesn't compute that he is the only one that is aware enough to go and show up at this open public meeting. It also blows my mind that these bureaucrats are renting a $100,000 a month building for an insane amount of money when they could get 9 cents a square foot in Fullerton. Now, this is exactly what the Soviet Union saw, and in fact, the guy in charge of it is a former Soviet Union central planner. So, no big mistake, no big surprise there. What is going on, America? We need people out at these meetings with these folks. And you guys need to become proactive. And this isn't just happening, by the way, in California. So if you're outside of California, you're like, oh, well, this doesn't affect me. Think again. This is going on all over the country. It's really bad in California. You want to know what it's going to be like for you? Check out what's going on with Gary and Joe and what they're exposing here tonight. We're going to have Gary Gileno is going to be here tomorrow night live. And we're gonna dig more into that and several other areas. Why I wanted to share this with you tonight, to give you all the background on the conversation we're going to have tomorrow night. Now, Gary made a presentation at the Red Pill Expo. He's doing all he can to get the word out, and we need you to be a part of that. You really need to be a part of that. You can go to any one of his YouTube videos. He's got all his links where you can link up with him, how you can help him. And I suggest that you do that. Anyway, we'll be back in the second hour. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN with Gary Gileno and Joe Imbriano.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.